This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. China's ambassador to the United Nations lashed out at the United States for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic at a UN Security Council meeting on Thursday. Ambassador Zhang Jun told the council the United States has seriously disrupted the joint efforts of the international community to fight the pandemic.
I must say, enough is enough. You have created enough troubles for the world already.
His comments came shortly after the U.S. ambassador to the UN, Kelly Kraft, blasted the World Health Organization and the Chinese Communist Party during her speech at the Security Council.
That lack of independence, transparency, and accountability is why President Trump made the decision for the United States to withdraw from the WHO, and why we will continue to call for reform of that organization.
Kraft's address came days after U.S. President Donald Trump assailed China over the coronavirus in his address to the UN General Assembly. EU health officials urged members Thursday to act decisively to put in place measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus and a potential surge in cases like the one earlier this year that prompted widespread lockdowns. EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides urged member states to act fast to control the new wave of COVID-19 infections if they want to avoid a repeat of widespread lockdowns.
We are at a decisive moment. Today we're here to call on everyone to act decisively too. It might be our last chance to prevent a repeat of last spring.
More than 3 million COVID-19 cases have been reported across the EU and Britain since the pandemic began, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. This is VOA News. Congressional leaders from both parties, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, swiftly pushed back Thursday after President Donald Trump declined to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election. During a news conference Wednesday, the president said, "We're going to have to see what happens," in answer to a question. Republican Senator Mitt Romney told reporters he is confident that there will be a peaceful presidential transition or continuation.
There's no question but that all the people who had sworn to support the Constitution would assure that there would be a peaceful transition of power, including the president.
Mitch McConnell and other leaders of Trump's Republican Party had no hesitation in committing to an orderly transfer if Trump loses. Britain is preparing sanctions on individuals allegedly involved in human rights violations in Belarus, working with the United States and Canada to hold President Alexander Lukashenko and his government accountable. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the House of Commons in London Thursday that in light of the European Union's delay in preparing its own sanctions, Britain would join other allies to adopt targeted sanctions against those responsible for human rights abuses.
We have led the way, working with 16 of our international partners, so that on the 17th of September, we triggered the Moscow mechanism in the OSCE, which initiates a full and independent investigation to both the electoral fraud and the human rights abuses carried out by the Belarusian authorities.
Protests continued in Belarus Thursday, part of nearly 7 weeks of rallies against the authoritarian leader's re-election, which the opposition says was rigged. The latest government figures show an unusually high number of Americans are still seeking unemployment aid. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 870,000 people in the U.S. filed for jobless benefits last week, a high figure that proves the coronavirus is still squeezing many businesses, including restaurants, airlines, and hotels. The number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment benefits dropped to 12.6 million. That total has steadily declined over many months, an indication that some of the unemployed are being rehired and that others have used up their jobless aid. About half of the jobs that were initially lost when the coronavirus struck have been recovered. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll